And then we got cheesy hash browns. We got ham, bacon, sausage, French toast sticks, mini pancakes, biscuits and gravy. We got breakfast pizza. We got pastries, which are little apple or cherry strudel bites.
Oh, nice.
Mini muffins.
Wow.
And so you can feast on that.
For $12.
$12. All you need.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
You need to raise your price.
That's nine.
Raise it where I can't come in every Sunday. That'll be Now, tomorrow, we were actually discussing this in the office yesterday. That's how big a restaurant people we are around here. Tomorrow, we're going to go through your burgers because I know you've got some
legendary burgers. Lots of burgers, yes. and they are. They're big burgers.
And
you're not going to go away hungry.
You mentioned fried pickles yesterday, which I am a nut for fried
pickles. Oh, yes.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's a Southern thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of migrated, you know, outside of the South, but man, they're good. Now, you do a burger with fried pickles.
Yes, we do. Our fried pickle burger, probably our most popular burger on the menu.
I would imagine. That's just,
it's amazing.
You know, I'm a vegetarian, and sometimes I hear things that say, well, you know, one won't kill me. Uh-huh.
Me, I'm a seafood person. I see food and I eat it.
There you go. There you go. Well, I obviously, yeah. My problem is junk food, as you can tell by the questions I ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
My focus is all you can eat and desserts. That's my two focuses. Yep. Now, the buffet hours.
They are 8 to 1.
Okay.
Or wow. 9 to 1, I'm sorry. Well, 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
That's still pretty, yeah.
Yeah, so you can still get the breakfast through lunch. Plus, we have our menu that you can order breakfast off
all
of
day,
also.
Yeah. Yep, so. I was talking about that earlier before you came in. A day like today, some hot scrambled eggs or a couple of pancakes.
Absolutely.
Or French toast. You have French toast?
French toast, yeah.
You name it. I'm just going to leave with Kurt.
Skillets, cinnamon rolls, you name it, we got it.
We're going to go off early today, and I'm going back to work with Kurt.
Hey, real quick, our specials today. We've got for lunchtime today, we got our homemade lasagna.
Ooh.
It's good for a good day today. And we've got our homemade chili for a soup plus beef stew.
Ah. So, now, I happen to know because he eats with me a lot, but Alex Benzagala is a lasagna guy.
Yes.
So maybe I'll send him over to
there you go.
Plus, he's coming down with a cold.
And now here's the deal, Bill. And I don't know how far of a vegetarian you are, but our lasagna is a cheese lasagna, which we put meat sauce on top, but we also have another sauce on the side that we use for other things that you could have meatless.
Really?
So I could feed you.
That's, and I love lasagna.
There you go.
Well, I can't eat it in restaurants because everybody
puts, it has meat in it.
Puts dead animals all in it.
Well, I got some sauce that doesn't have the dead animals.
Now, see, I eat cheese, and I need to stop dairy. Dairy's, you know. Anyway, let's not get into that. But I do eat dairy and eggs because I mean, the vegans are the ones,
sure.
That don't, and those people are insane. Yep. They're crazy. Yep. I don't know how they do it. I can't imagine a day with no eggs in my life. It's just...
Well, eggs, the incredible edible egg.
You remember that.
Absolutely.
Wow, that seems like 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, a cheese lasagna, that's hard to find.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sold. Cheese lasagna, all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, breakfast all day, and desserts.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just move my bed into the party room...
I got a full basement.
I can live right there.
Yeah.
And I can be a server in the evening.
There you go.
Folks, my life is planned out.
Yeah, there you go.
It's about time to retire from radio. I'm going to Miller's Landing. Now, tomorrow we'll get into the burgers. And you said what was your soup of the day today?
Beef stew.
There you go. Oh, that's a great beef stew day.
Yes, absolutely. Ooh. Chili day like today. Yeah.
And chili.
Yep. And chili. Chili every day.
Now, you guys in-house the chili.
And I'm gonna throw one at you here with our chili. We always, during chili season, we have a cinnamon roll chili cheeseburger.
Okay.
Now and what that good. Is, Bill, you take a cinnamon roll, slice it in half.
Yeah.
And you put a little butter on it, grill it. And that's your bun.
Yeah.
Half-pound hamburger.
Wow.
Smother it with chili.
Wow.
Top it with some cheese. Top it with some icing. And you have a meal.
That sounds like it would fill just about anybody up.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's probably some folks going, oh, what in the world? But let me tell you.
I was raised on chili and cinnamon rolls.
Well, let me tell you, too, I know what it tastes like because I've had that with the Krispy Kreme donut before.
Oh, sure.
And the combination of the two is amazing.
Yep.
So I can only imagine cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yes. Wow. Yes, sir.
I tell you what's good, and this is the vegetarian popping out. But slice the cinnamon roll and do a breakfast sandwich like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, eggs, cheese. Yeah. Oh, it's delicious. Yeah. It's that contrast.
It is.
The sweet.
Yep,
the
sweet,
savory.
Sweet and savory and salty.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing. I can't.
Are you hungry yet?
Well, I get so into restaurants, and now I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I could take another restaurant. It's like we discussed yesterday. Gets in your blood.
It's in your blood.
In your blood.
Yeah,
you enjoy it so much. Well, Kurt, we appreciate it. And now that I have gained 13 pounds talking to you, I'm supposed to be on a diet, Kurt. You're killing me.
Bad week for that.
Bad week. So I can at least come in and do the cinnamon roll and some eggs. And
you can do the cheese lasagna.
And my lasagna. And
We got just plain fettuccine Alfredo with no meat.
Which is one of my favorites. Yeah. And on a cold day.
Sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we make our own homemade sauce.
Of course you do.
It's delicious.
Kurt, you're dangerous.
I am. I'm very dangerous.
And all the desserts.
Yes.
And I don't care how cold it gets, a milkshake.
Homemade cheesecakes. Right. I think right now we got some pumpkin pie cheesecakes.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I hope my doctor's not listening. I'm going to get banned.
Well, I see my doctor in quite regularly eating lunch. So.
Okay, so let me catch my doctor in there. Let me
probably.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I have an appointment this afternoon, actually. So maybe he can check my sugar before I come to Miller's Landing.
There you go.
There you go. There's an idea. Kurt, you'll be back tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir.
Bless your little heart. We will. We have Kurt actually the rest of the week, and we're looking forward to it because he's making me want to eat.
That's the idea.
That's amazing. This sounds great, folks. Miller's Landing is located at
Highway 169 South, top of the hill here in Humboldt, or 613th Street Southwest for the physical address, for the legal address, I shall say.
There you go.
But right across some crossroads there, or right behind the school. I can't miss it.
Yep, it's right there, folks. If you leave Humboldt on a daily basis, you pass.
Absolutely.
Miller's Landing. That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's right. You almost have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't, you're going the wrong way.
That's right. Story of my life. Right. You can't miss it, folks. And I think I'm comfortable saying most of our listening area knows where Miller's Landing is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's kind of the place to go. And it actually was the first place that was recommended to me when I arrived in Humboldt.
Yes.
Yep.
And awesome.
You know who recommended
it? I do.
Yes, I do. I got the tourist rundown when I first got here. All right, folks. We appreciate you listening to us talk about all the food. And I'm leaving now. I'm kidding. I'm headed right over to Miller's Landing. Kurt, we'll see you in the morning, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Right,
it's Kurt from Miller's Landing, and we'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Business of the Week, showcasing area businesses on 97.7 The Bolt. Remember to please shop local. Over five decades of community broadcasting, KHBT-FM, 97.7 The Bolt.
Yeah. I'll admit, I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved.